It's Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The government shutdown is impacting people in many ways. While Washington remains at a standstill, people hoping to enjoy the beauty of America's national parks are out in the cold. While those parks are closed, there are plenty of state parks open where you can enjoy the great outdoors. Here to tell us about them is travel contributor Elaine LaBalme, contributing editor for the Easy and Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine LaBalme, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh. Great to have you.
Great to be here.
Okay, New Girl, the government shutdown is rearing its ugly head. It's been doing that for over a week now and even impacting our choices of where to travel during the fall. A great time of year to hit the road for most people. So your end run is to navigate Pennsylvania's state park system?
Yes. And actually, our state park system is fantastic. As you know, I spent many years in California, which also has a terrific park system. But Pennsylvania's is no slouch. We've got some fantastic parks. And of course, the federal parks and, you know, managed lands are closed right now. State parks are open. It's a wonderful time of year to see the fall foliage in a number of parks, especially in the northern tier. It's at peak right now.
I was going to say.
Yes. So you couldn't, you know, hit it better right now. And you've got Columbus Day weekend coming up, which is a holiday weekend, a three-day weekend, you know, not as big as some of the others where it's really crowded. I think you can still get availability at many of these state parks.
Yeah, I can remember in New England, in the Boston area and up into through Vermont, Columbus Day weekend is the peak, and that's when everybody goes to see the leaves.
Absolutely, and you book way ahead. I don't think you need to do that here in Pennsylvania.
That's good. Now, you've brought a Fab Five list with you once again, and we're heading north first to Presque Isle State Park on Lake Erie, which is, you know, Pennsylvania's only seashore.
It is that. And now I realize this isn't the Outer Banks, but it's a whole lot closer. So that makes a difference. It's at the southern end of Lake Erie there. You can boat, you can, you know, fish, hike, bike. It's a pretty large park, 3,200 acres. And it's something that's new and neat there for those who haven't been recently is the Tom Ridge Environmental Center. It's got a 75-foot observation tower. It's an interpretive center. It's a great place for birders. The entire park, really. And I noticed that this week, the big green screen theater, which has a large screen that's four stories high, 45 feet wide, is showing Tornado Alley. Now, if there was ever a movie that was meant for the big screen, it's this movie. This was done by the filmmakers who were on the Storm Chaser show on Discovery, was it, for many years. They no longer do the show, but the filmmaker had worked for years on pulling this movie together of storm chasers and big storms. And I actually did see it at an OmniMax theater, and it just lends itself so well to big screen. So there you go. You go to Presque Isle State Park, you get to see this amazing movie at their big screen theater.
And it's called the Big Screen Theater.
It's called the Big Green Screen Theater.
Okay, so yes. How did it get that name? Are they doing some green screens crazy stuff there?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. Actually, I was wondering if the building was green and sustainable itself, and I think that is what it alludes to, because it's got some neat environmental features in it. But
that's a draw.
The other neat thing about going to Presque Isle State Park is you can go just a little further up the road and get to Buffalo and go to Anchor Bar for Wings, the place where buffalo wings were named. You knew I'd bring food into this, Paul.
I knew you would.
And let me tell you, at that point, you're at least halfway to Buffalo. Just go a little further and go over to Anchor Bar. Those are some amazing wings.
Anchor Bar. And that's where they were invented.
It is.
I had no idea.
Home of buffalo wings.
Wow.
In Buffalo. Follow it up with your frozen custard, Anderson's custard, and you'll thank me.
Oh, I'm thanking you already. In Pennsylvania's northern tier is Kinzu Bridge State Park, where peak fall foliage is happening right now, as it is in a lot of places.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, I heard from folks in this park yesterday that it is at 100% right now. So there is no better time to go than this weekend.
Now, are you hearing that apparently with all of our moisture this summer, all the wet weather, that contributes to a better foliage season? Are you hearing this?
Well, that, and what I'm hearing also is that we've had cooler temps earlier. You know, August, if you remember, was relatively cool.
Sure,
then we had a little bit of a warm-up in September, but again, cooler. And I mean, this weekend, we've got lows in the 40s. I think they've had lows in the 40s all week there. So that also lends itself to it. So this should be a very good year for foliage. But this park is relatively small, and the centerpiece of it, as the name suggests, is the Kinzu Bridge Skywalk. What they did was they built this, 600-foot long skywalk effectively that cuts through the park on what was a basically a viaduct, a train bridge, a very long railroad structure. And it's this gorgeous pedestrian walkway. You can look into the Kinzua Gorge. You can peer down at the end from a glass platform. And you may think, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to the end. I'm going to look down. And I can't tell you how scary it is to do something like that. I peered through a glass platform at the top of the CN Tower in Toronto. Granted, that was 114 stories high, but I couldn't stand on it.
Heights are heights.
Heights are heights. They told me that it could withstand the weight of 14 hippopotami. I said, I'm still not standing there, and I weigh a lot less than 14 hippopotami. But if you have the guts, stand on the glass platform at the end of the Kinzu Bridge Skywalk. Also walk the General Kane Trail, which is a very nice trail in the park. It's a lovely place.
I understand that Leonard Harrison State Park has great views of the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon and more spectacular fall foliage.
Absolutely. And this is a park, again, also relatively small. It's on the eastern rim of the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon. So that those views are gorgeous. You can actually hike to the bottom of the canyon. Now, this is one of those hikes that, again, is not for wimps. It's a pretty strenuous hike. And then if you go down the bottom of the canyon, you got to come back up. Anyone who's been to the Grand Canyon will think of that. No, they're not. No shuttle.
Okay.
No Sherpa going to help you out on the way back up. You're on your own. But at the bottom, you can fish in Pine Creek, which is a lovely place, I understand, for trout, small bass fishermen. So it's good for that. The Overlook Trail is one that would be a little bit, easier. And again, you get to enjoy the views. But most of the trails in this park are fairly rugged. Again, it's in the northern tier of the area called the Pennsylvania Wilds. And, they named it that for a reason.
We're talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LaBaume. Heiner View State Park has just that, great views, in this case overlooking the Susquehanna River. It's also popular with hang gliders, right?
Yes, it is. And, I don't hear of a lot of hang gliding out here in Pennsylvania. I heard about it more in California. So this is a neat place to do that if it's your thing.
Have you ever watched anybody do it?
I have. Yeah, I used to date.
You talk about
a
scary.
Who did it.
You did.
I know.
And he
wanted me to do it. And I'm like, no way.
I'm afraid of heights. Why would I want to do that?
I'm not going there. But I would see. And, he's still alive and kicking. So it works. Worked for him. But I digress. This is one of the loveliest parks, certainly, by all accounts, in the Pennsylvania State Park System. And again, you can take off if you're a hang glider from the scenic vista. It overlooks the west branch of the Susquehanna River. All of these, the last three parks we talked about, they're all, again, in the Pennsylvania Wilds, which is over 2 million acres of public lands. It spans 12 counties in the northern tier of Pennsylvania. And even if you're just taking a drive through there at this point, not necessarily, intending to hike or bike or fish in any of these parks, it's just the perfect time of year to visit this region. We had a visit last year there to the Elk Country Visitor Center, where, we went to the Interpretive Center, drove away, and within 5 minutes saw four elk. Just right on the side of the road. It's just stunning. So, the nature, the wildlife, flora and fauna is all there and couldn't look better this time of year. So, hey, maybe the government shutdown isn't all bad.
Sounds lovely. Just around the bend is Ohio Pyle State Park in the Laurel Highlands. And this park consistently rates as one of the most popular in the Commonwealth.
It is. And it's right in our own backyard, and it is one of the most heavily visited state parks in the Pennsylvania State Park System. It's quite large, 20,000 acres. A river runs through it, literally, the Yauk River, as you probably know. Great for whitewater rafting. A neat trail there is the Laurel Highlands hiking trail. I like that one. I've also frequently biked the Great Allegheny Passage trails through there. Perfect time of year to do it. Go into Ohio of Pyle State Falls. I don't know if you're going to dip your toes in there this time of year. It's a bit chilly, but you can go there you go, and go right around the corner into the borough of Ohio Pyle. Great ice cream stand right there.
You always know where. And there's an ice cream stand right around the corner.
I can tell you, I've checked them all out, Paul. And if time allows, hey, what better time to visit Falling Water? My very first visit to Falling Water was several years ago, end of September. There was actually a dusting of snow on the ground. It'll probably never be more magical than that initial visit for me. But Falling Water in the fall, perfect. Go there.
Okay, and so in 30 seconds, I know you're not going to hit all these places again this year.
True that.
But which one will you be? If you had to pick one,
where would I go?
Where's Elaine LaBaume going?
It's funny you ask, because we actually may be going to Kinzu Bridge State Park on Sunday.
I knew it.
Yeah. You did?
And maybe this year you'll stand on the little plastic thing.
I don't think so.
Come on. I want to hear you can tell stories.
Would you stand on it?
I will if you will. How's that?
Deal.
Whatever you recommend.
All right.
Will do. Elaine LeBaum is contributing editor for the eZine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, as always, a pleasure seeing you.
Thank you, Paul.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And we welcome your comments and your story ideas at ESSPGH at WESA.FM. Again, that's ESSPGH at WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.